You guys are in the 12th edition of Giving Back to the Streets, is that right?
Yes, it's number 12.
That is crazy. Did you ever think that you'd have so many events like this where you're giving back to people?
No, I haven't. I thought my very first one I did was at Mary Burley Park in like 2014 or something like that. The very first one, it was like we fed like 300 people. This will be our 12th one, and we're last event we had was the 11th one. So we fed around 600 to 700. So the numbers are going up. There's more people that are homeless on the streets today than there was back then. So we're feeding more people, and there's a need for it downtown.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people don't know, but, you know, some restaurants, of course, you see a tip jar up on the counter. You guys have something different at your restaurant that's not a tip jar. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, so we do a suspended meal program. We do something like what the Nook used to do. So we give out free meals to people that have no money and can't pay for their meals here. So people could come here and pay for the suspended meals. And we cook the meals for the people that can't afford it. And a lot of them are happy because they get to leave with like a hearty meal and they're full for the rest of the day.
And how many of these do you think you would say give away in a 30-day span, just as a ballpark?
Oh, I'd say roughly 500 to 600.
That is incredible. And you were absolutely correct when you said that, you know, the homeless numbers are going up. They're definitely not going down. So there's definitely a need for it. And, you know, we're super grateful that you throw this event, not even annually. You do like 3 or 4 of these a year. And, you know, you're doing such an amazing thing with feeding people. What can people expect down there aside from, of course, the awesome food that you guys have? You usually have some entertainment on the bill. What do you got going on for this weekend?
Yeah, so this Sunday is our 12th. On the like entertainment agenda, we have Abraham Lake Drummers. They're amazing. They've been coming for the last 2 or 3 times. Amazing drum group. So we have Chelsea Young. Yeah, Chelsea Young will be here. She's doing a set, country music. She's really amazing, an indigenous artist from Edmonton here. And there's other groups that are coming in that will be on the agenda.
And what time does everything get underway on Sunday?
We usually start here about 12 p.m. I start with a smudge and a prayer, and you start at 12, and it goes on till 6 p.m.
So from 12 to 6, Sunday afternoon, head on down to TB Treats right next to Colab. It's right down on about 96th Street, 104 Avenue. I'll put the exact address and all the details up in my blog at ravenradio.ca. We want to thank you for everything that you're doing for those folks in the inner city there, Curtis. And we look forward to seeing you down at Giving Back to the Streets 12 this Sunday.
Sounds good. Thank you.